Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
We are. Welcome. Welcome to the pod. Yes, I've invented a new disease, but I'm not going to talk about it. But that would be interesting. I'll tell you about it in a second, actually. Thanks for listening. Share and comment and rate when it's all done. And reach out to Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Or... we should tell our producers are here. Squatch is here. Maxwell. We've got Eric Kelly, second executive producer.
I have so much respect for Squatch.
I invented a social disease, the coochie COVID.
What is it?
I don't know.
What is it supposed to be?
I'm not going to tell you yet, but you have to put a mask on it.
Oh, my God.
Whenever you're amongst a group.
You have to relax.
You were talking about the cooties.
Oh, cooties. Oh, the cooties, not the coochie. Oh, okay.
So now I'm out.
Okay, well, just so now, all I'm saying
now I bow out of the entire podcast.
But if you're saying if you're in a crowded
this is now
area,
the Matt Off-Air podcast because Ramona is not participating.
If you're indoor
in your coochie
in a crowded
COVID
area,
conversation,
put a mask on it, ladies.
No.
Okay.
No.
So anyway.
No.
How about lawn mowing?
That I will talk about until you make it nasty.
I won't make it nasty.
And then I'm out again.
Okay, lawn mowing. Is
my
a nice
beautiful neighbors gifted me with a lawnmower that looks like it's only been used a couple of times. But then again, the lawns in my neighborhood are like, let's say, 20 feet long and 5 feet deep.
Okay.
So it's like two passes and you're seriously done mowing. So
why have they decided to get rid of it?
Well, they're moving.
Oh, okay.
And they sent a text to everybody in the neighborhood saying, hey, we've got this rack here, this metal rack that we're getting rid of, and this lawnmower. Anybody want it? And so I sent back a note. Hey, how much? Because I've been thinking about cutting my own lawn because it is so tiny, and I'm trying to get rid of an $180 a month expense.
Right.
Like $180 a month for a lawn that seriously takes 5 minutes to cut. Come on, Ramona.
Right, right.
So I said, you know, how much do you want for this lawnmower? They were like, it's free. So I was like, oh, but this is fantastic. Like new lawnmower for free.
Yeah.
My only issue is I don't know what to do with said lawnmower. I have never mowed a lawn in my life, and I'm very intimidated because the minute I look at this machine, the big thing staring at me is a warning sticker saying you could be injured or killed using this piece of equipment.
It says that on a lot of things.
Also,
a lot of things.
Let me take you back to being a kid, and I was visiting my grandma, hanging out with some kids in Oberlin, Ohio, riding a bike. I was pedaling. Other girl was on the back of the bike. She had her hands on my shoulder. I went to turn. I looked and saw her hand for the first time. Like, I never noticed before that she was missing fingers. She only had a pointer finger and a thumb. Never noticed it until she had her hands on my shoulder. I later found out that she lost those fingers how?
Well,
lawn mower accident.
Like, so like in the 70s or something.
All of this is coming back to me like,
safety
oh my
devices
Lord.
Now.
What have I signed up for? So then I get online to see like how likely is it that I could possibly hurt myself because the instructions are telling me I need goggles just in case something flies up and takes an eye out. But what if that same thing flies up? And since I'm only wearing goggles, it could get my nose.
Sunglasses.
It could take out a tooth. A lot of people are missing teeth.
Yes,
we don't know how
it
happened. It could be lawnmower accident. So then I see that Newsweek wrote about this. Lawnmowers kill more people than bears, sharks, or alligators. Every summer we're hearing about how sharks are taking out swimmers.
No, they never kill people.
Every summer.
They never kill people. They do not kill people every summer.
Either way, more people mow their lawns and they swim in shark-infested waters. Like,
sharks don't,
that's just common sense.
Sharks never, hardly ever kill anybody, ever.
Exactly.
In America, anyway.
Bear attacks.
Bear attacks? I mean, how many times do you come across a bear?
Yeah, really.
How many times do you come across a lawnmower?
All the time.
There's one in my garage. There's a killer in my garage right now.
Not a killer.
So they took a look at lawnmower-related injuries caused by the walk-behind power mowers. That's what I have. The riding mowers, the manual mowers, the lawn trimmers, the edgers, other outdoor equipment, and found that lawnmower accidents were responsible for the deaths of an average of 90 Americans every single year.
I just punched it up and it said 60.
Higher than your risk of dying from a snake bite.
Okay.
And it's even copperhead season.
How often are you getting bit by a snake? Not very
venomous
often.
Venomous spiders, you're still more likely to be killed by your lawnmower. So
also, falling down stairs is way more likely.
After I got this information, I reached out to a friend who mows his own lawn. And I said, you know what? I'm very nervous about this. I have anxiety. I've never cut a lawn in my life. I've always paid a professional to do it. And he said, I will teach you how to use your lawnmower. So there are like 5 steps to it.
No, there is not.
Matt, I can show you the instructions on the side
bang,
of the lawn. No, no.
It really
step
is.
Step one, you got to check the oil. I didn't even know where that was.
Well, okay. It's a lawnmower.
You don't have to check
step
it very
two,
often. But a car, you do.
Check the gas. Okay, now I got to go get a gas can and then transport this flammable fuel from point A to point B. Okay, that's step two. Step three, then I got to push some button like 10 times.
You got to prime the pump.
I got to hold on to this bar. Step five, I got to pull a cord. And if I don't pull it hard enough or fast enough, then nothing's happening. Yep. Then I got to put on my goggles to make sure I don't lose an eye. And then watch out for death.
Sunglasses would work.
Too damn
sunglasses
much.
Would work.
It's too much.
No,
too much? It literally, all of that that you just said, it took more time for you to explain that
to
us.
You're right.
Than it does to actually crank up the lawnmower.
And you don't have to check the oil every time. The oil is
why does it say to check the oil?
That's not. And do then, you check the oil and every so time then, you get in your car?
Okay, and then here's my thing.
True, good point.
So then I was talking to the guy who was helping me, who, I'm sorry, his tone suggested that he was losing patience, and tone is very important to
me. We can see why.
And several times I was like, tone, sir. I said, well, what kind of oil do I put in here? There are many types of oil.
She says it in the instructions. You can do that.
I don't have instructions. It was a gift.
Then you Google. All you do is go lawnmower.
So it's like, you know, I have some WD-40 inside. He's like,
that's not even
oil. The oil keeps it lubricated. And so he's like, no, it takes oil. So I was like, are we talking Pennzoils? Like, is it the same thing that goes in
Lowe's,
the car?
It says lawnmower oil.
So I said, you know what? Your tone has taken me completely out of this. I have a lot of anxiety. I've never done this before.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, why would you have anxiety about this? You don't ask people with anxiety why they have anxiety. You just talk them through the anxiety.
But you are being ridiculous.
No, I'm not.
Are you going to sell it now?
Because you know what? I'm not being ridiculous because if I didn't follow the directions, someone would say, why didn't she follow the directions? That's why she died.
No, she's not. You're not going to die unless you're really just really stupid.
Help your work wife out. Like, help her out.
I know.
This is ridiculous.
Are you
this
going?
This is where he offers to mow my lawn for free.
No, I don't know.
But then he doesn't do it. So he doesn't do it at his own house.
Yeah, I do it off and on. So what I'm saying is that you also now, if you're going to mow your lawn, you're also going to have to edge it and trim. So you have to get an edger and a trimmer and all that.
Yeah, that's just asking for trouble.
You don't even have any idea how to. Nobody dies with a weed whacker.
Yeah. But the people have probably lost fingers and feet.
Feet, weed whackers, or whatever. But I think
I still remember that hand on my shoulder.
Well, that hand on your shoulder.
I still remember it.
They've made it now that it's pretty darn hard for because you have to hold the safety thing there to start it. And once you let go, so to reach under a moving lawnmower is very difficult these days. Back in the day,
and my friend was saying, well, you know, in order for you to die, you'd have to be mowing on a hill and just basically put your head under the lawnmower.
Yeah, yeah. Do you use a hair dryer?
No.
Okay. But you know,
you know what? I'm not going to be trapped into any
people die a year from a hair dryer.
I'm not going to be trapped in any question that's made simply to make me look stupid.
I am surprised that 16 people a year die from hair dryers. I was very surprised when I typed that in.
These objects have warning labels for a reason. In every Lifetime movie, some point, if you watch Lifetime long enough, you're going to see a movie where someone was killed by a hairdryer being thrown in a bathtub.
Yeah, and I don't think that even exists anymore. I think that the circuit would short.
What do you mean don't you think it exists anymore? Electrocution still exists.
I don't know. I think there's like a circuit thing that would blow, don't you think?
However, more people die of, when they took a look at freak accidents, electrocution did beat the lawnmower.
I could see that easy. People working on their house, doing stuff like that. That stuff's serious. But how about this?
That is right up there.
I'm surprised by this. Elevators and escalators kill 30 a year.
Mm. Wow.
Scary. That's really?
That's scary.
I mean, escalators, I remember there was a thing there for a while. It made it a little bit safer, but you're waiting a kid could get caught on there or something. But that is.
And you remember when my dog was almost taken out by
the elevator
accident.
Yeah, because it was going, had jumped in. How was it?
I had the leash on one side of the door, and he ran out while the door was closing, and I couldn't get the door open in time. Luckily, I took the leash off my wrist, and it went through the door, and a guy saw the dog going up the side of the elevator on the outside and rescued him. It's horrible.
The chances of you dying in an elevator, 1 in 10.5 million. You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning. So, you know, your lightning... Are you worried about lightning? Well, you know what? You are worried about propane gases, aren't you?
I grew up to fear lightning.
Propane grills you don't like either.
Oh, absolutely. I don't. I grew up in New Jersey where we have a major respect for flammable liquids. We don't even allow people to pump their own gas in the state of New Jersey. But we don't trust people with flammable fuels.
But I'm guessing that propane grills are common everywhere in New Jersey. It's just the gas that they're weird about, I think. So, because you say you would never have one, right?
No. When I got divorced, that was one of the first things I got rid of. He left the gas grill behind, and it had to go.
2018, only one person died from propane. There you go. You're
more
good.
People are killed by lawnmowers.
Well, I guess that's true. 600 propane tank explosions occur each year. People mostly aren't dying.
Be careful out there.
Don't do a damn thing out there. You need to get those. Would you do one of those? You know, those ones?
I would feel more comfortable with an electrical mower.
Why?
Because I don't have to deal with the flammable
liquid.
Okay,
so it cuts down that, but it still is dangerous. I was saying get one of those that just, you've seen the ones that don't even have gas or electric or anything. You just, they push them and the blade just. The grass, right?
The manual ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I've absolutely thought about that. But someone told me that those manual ones, you have to take care of the blades a lot.
They keep sharpening.
Yeah. And that doesn't sound like something I need to do.
I think stick with your guy that's mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
You'll be safe that way. Rate, comment, share the pod, and we will talk soon.